Hey guys, this is Rafael from Better Boss. Thank you for joining in on this new episode of Better Boss. Here we're live here on TikTok. I'm also recording this for a podcast that I'm doing for Better Boss overall. So thank you for joining in. We had some really, really good conversation yesterday when we talked to a couple of folks yesterday about managing people. One of the questions that came up today, and I responded to a video earlier today. Here's the thing. I do much better with context. There's some things that I teach, principles and concepts and everything else. But if you give me context around what you're doing, I definitely do better that way on delivering feedback or coaching, whatever you want to call it. So there was a reply in one of the videos that I had. And he says, the person says, hey, I'm a new manager. I'm trying to address my boss's concerns, but also on the other side, I want to set expectations with my team, but not micromanage them, right? So it seems like this new person is caught in the middle between boss's concerns, right? Which I don't know what they are. They didn't give me the details. And also trying to be a good manager with the employees by not micromanaging them, right? It's always that balance, right? And you have those two competing forces that you have to make sure you take care of is your employees, right? And your boss. And you have to make sure that is aligned. If not, you're going to be playing both sides of the coin and you don't want to do that. If your team's aligned with what you're doing, what your boss is doing, and aligned to the organization, it makes the job a lot easier. So here's the thing. If you're a manager in that same situation where you're having to address concerns of your boss and also trying to set the right tone and expectations with your team, especially if you're a new manager, and you can do this if you're an existing manager, you can go through this exercise and reset what you're doing. In any situation, for example, in this one where there's a new manager, you know, in this scenario, you don't want to be the middle person that's trying to manage your boss and manage your employees. Here's what you do. You have to assess current state. And what I mean is that you've got to go in there as a new manager, assess what's really going on in your team and within the employees. And here's what you do. Step one is you have to develop what's called an activity list, which is a list of all the jobs. Doesn't have to be 100% of all the jobs, but at least 80% of those that contribute to the most volume of work. With that list, you need frequency per week, meaning how many times does this job happen per week? Is it once, twice, 10 times, 20 times, 100 times? Then the most important part of that is the reasonable expectation. The reasonable expectation is the amount of time for one occurrence of that job. For example, if it's job one, it happens 10 times a week and it happens for 60 minutes, 1 hour, right? So it's 10 hours a week that you have to account for that job to happen per that week. So 60 is the reasonable expectations. Now, the reasonable expectation can be derived from engineering, which if they've already created a reasonable expectation, could be from previous assessments that have been happening with work, or the best guess that the previous manager or your boss had, or people, maybe you don't know, you don't have those reasonable expectations, then you have to go with your best guess or what the current state is. Now, and just keep in mind, that's your first stab at the list. You create that list with activities, frequency, and reasonable expectations. That's step one. Step two is that you have to pull the data. Pull the data to understand your productivity and efficiency and cost per unit. You have to either ask your boss, ask somebody that has the data for your team and for your team and also individually for the past 3 years. You have to understand those three KPIs to begin with. Productivity is units per labor hour. So you divide total units divided by labor hours. Efficiency is the opposite. Total time, labor hours divided by total units. then cost per unit is total cost divided by total units, right? You do that year over year, the last 3 years, you'll get a good feel or understanding of what those KPIs look like, whether they're turning upward, downward, or they're just scattered all over the place. You're going to get a good feel of what those are and how they're trending overall. And that should also break down to individuals as well. So you can create a pivot chart and sort it out by individual and by team. That's going to give you an idea. The third thing is you have to assess your skill sets of your team. You have to create what I call is a skill flex matrix, where you have a list of individuals on the left, their tenure with the organization or with the team. Then across the top, you have the skill sets that are required to complete the volume of work for step one, right? Step one is your activities. Step three is your skill sets. You've got to understand what skill sets are required to complete step one. Then you assess those skills based on four criteria. One being not trained, two being minimally trained, three being qualified, four being qualified and able to train other people. You're going to realize that, you know, what you do is create this matrix. And I have one. If you want to get a hold of me, we can set it up. But you're going to realize a couple things in this is that people with tenure only have one skill set or two skill sets, right? So it's going to give you an idea of what skill sets your team has so you can quickly assess where the opportunity is in that. Step four, and this is probably the most important step, and it's going to take a little bit of work if you're not always doing this. So step four is you have to understand what are the barriers causing lost time that's impeding your progress of work. So again, with step two, you understand the KPIs, okay? With step four, you've got to understand what are the barriers that are causing delays in work that's suppressing your KPIs to being the most they can be. So step four, here's what you have to do. Step four, if you're not already doing this, you have to manually track what's called lost time. Because you can ask employees all day long to say, hey, employee, what's your biggest issue? What's your biggest barrier? And they're going to tell you, hey, boss, waiting or the lack of parts or lack of training or communication is a big issue, right? That's probably the most common one. They're going to say communication. Okay, I get it. And guess what? But here's the truth about this is that one, employees are not going to self-incriminate themselves. So they're not going to tell you exactly all the truth that they themselves are sometimes the cause of these issues. And the second thing is that you have to trust but verify. You've got to verify it through data. And here's what you do in step four is understanding what barriers you have. You have to make a list to say, hey guys, I need to know the top 10 lost time issues that you guys encounter on a daily basis. So say, for example, it's 1 through 10. It's waiting, hijacking, lack of materials, lack of training, something that you can track on a daily basis and say, okay, guys, I've got a list here of 1 through 10. I'm going to pass this out for the next 3 weeks. I want you to track anytime you go over 2 minutes or 5 minutes, I want you to track all the time that you're wasting when this happens, right? And that's what you do. Give them a list, get them a sheet to track, and they track it on a daily basis. And the key thing is that everyone gets one, everyone has to turn one in, and you as a leader have to follow up with your people on a consistent basis to make sure they're filling this out. But the point is that they're not filling it out. The point is that they're tracking it so you can have the conversation. So there's four distinct steps that you have to do if you're a new manager to assess current state. So the scenario was, The original scenario that we're talking about is that you're a new manager, you have competing interests from your boss and from your employees. So what do? You have your boss that has concerns and has things that he or she wants to talk about, but also you want to manage your employees correctly so that they don't feel like they're being micromanaged. So you have to assess current state. That's what we just finished. There's four specific steps that you have to go through. That should take you about 3 weeks to do four of these things to get a good idea of current state with your team. Now, in these four steps, you're going to have to engage with your employees. For example, activity list. You've got to ask your employee. If you don't have it, then you have to engage with your employees to say, hey, are these all the jobs that we do, right? Whatever, 1 through 30, 1 through 20, and you have to validate the reasonable expectations. These numbers look right to you. For this job, it takes about 30 minutes. This job takes about 10 minutes. And that's engagement. Step two, KPIs. You know, you're going to have to engage with your employees and say, hey, does this look right to you to understand what the KPIs are? And step three, which is skill assessments, you're going to have to engage with employees because you're going to have to know. Either you have a training department or someone that tracks training. If you don't, you're going to have to engage with employees to understand where they sit in their training. At step four, which is lost time and barrier identification, you have to engage anyway. So in all four steps, you're going to have to engage to understand what's going on. And you can tell employees, hey, I don't want to make any decisions yet. I want to understand what's going on before I set any expectations or I do any decision making whatsoever. So if you do these four things in the first 3 weeks of you being a new manager, you'll get a good feel. You'll get a really good understanding of what's going on because you'll have all the jobs with reasonable expectations. You'll have current performance of both your team and your employees. You'll have three, which is your skill sets and who's lacking on skill sets and which ones you need. And number four, you're going to have a good feel of how many hours you're losing on a weekly basis based on the barriers that you have. So basically, what are the issues right there? So once you have that data in place, remember, this is not rocket science. It's a starting point. It's a collection of data that you get for about 3 weeks, and it gives you a good sense of what it is. Now, with this, you're able now to meet with your boss and say, hey, boss, now I can meet with you. I have a good sense of what the team is currently doing and what individuals are doing right now. So let's talk about what the goals are and how we can address any concerns you may have. That is the conversation, because your boss should be saying, hey, these are the strategic objectives and these are the things, these are your roles and responsibility. And you can say, great, I've got my current state analysis right here. And let's try to match things up and see where the delta is and let me figure out a plan for success. And that's the conversation between your boss. So that takes care of your boss and making sure that you're aligned with your boss about the objectives and where you're at right now. So let's talk about your employees. Since you've engaged with your employees for the first 3 weeks, your employees should have a good idea of the information that you gathered and where you're going. Right? They should have an idea of what you're doing. You're asking questions and you're saying, hey, is this a big issue? Hey, I noticed that you lost about 30 minutes of time with this issue. What do you think it was? So you're asking all these different questions, right? You're not making any decisions. So now it's about making a plan. What is the plan that you're trying to create so that you're considerate of all those things, all those four things that I talked about, to create a plan for success for your team for this first week of work, right? Remember, you're going to create an overall strategy because you met with your boss, overall objective, you know what that volume of work is. That is your forecast for the entire year for a period of time. Now it's to break that down, right? You have to break that down into weekly chunks so that you can clearly set the expectation with your team about what needs to happen. So you've got your KPIs, you've got your activity list, you've got your skill sets, and you got your barriers. You continue with those things, then you develop a plan for success with those on a weekly basis and say, hey team, now it's about decision making. This is what we're gonna do. On a weekly basis, these are objectives, right? And that's what you start talking about. Training, the expectations for the activity list with reasonable expectations, doing all of, and then, hey, barriers, we're going to continue the barriers so we can start addressing those. Those things you continue doing, and that is your plan for success with your employees. So in this scenario, like I mentioned earlier, you're competing with both your boss and your employees, and this is what you do. Because you as a new manager, you don't want to react to your employees' needs immediately and your boss's needs immediately. You have to take the time to assess current state address what's really going on, right? Understand what's really going on, then align that. Because here's the thing, that is what you're trying to achieve. If your boss has other concerns like way in left field, okay, let's talk about that, because this is what's happening right now with our team. This is a current work and this is a current state. And your boss has to be aligned with what you're trying to accomplish with the current state. If your boss is talking about something way in left field that's out of your scope and out of your responsibility, that's the whole point. Hey, boss, we need to align, because if I'm responsible to managing this team, this is a current state and this is the KPIs and these are the objectives, what you're talking about is way in left field that I have no control over. How do you plan to address that? Because I can't control that. So once you understand current state, you have the ammo to have a conversation with your boss about what needs to happen. And sometimes you as a new manager, and I'll tell you, if you do this process correctly, you will have to realign your boss to what the truth is. And that's all I'm offering you, is I want you to understand what the truth is. The truth is your current state, KPIs, activity list, your skill flex, and your barriers. That is the truth. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to take your customers. If your boss is not aligned with what your customer demands or your organization, that's a whole different conversation. Okay, so we got to take care of your boss. With the employees, like I just said, you do the same thing, but you have to make sure that you create a plan for success. Because here's the reality. In this scenario where you have a new manager, right, and you have competing interests from your boss and your employees, 9 times out of 10, either one of them are not going to know what to do. And here's what I mean, is that here's a video that I did the other day. If you happen to replace a good manager or even a bad manager, you still have to verify everything within the current state, right? Because employees might say, hey, that manager we had when you replaced that manager was a good manager, was a good guy, good gal, great, great manager. Don't take anyone's word for what they're telling you. You still have to go through the current state to clearly understand what's going on, right? Because the reality is 9 out of 10 managers were not properly trained to effectively execute to the goals of the organization. You don't believe me? Go to my Sandstore and download the State of the American Manager. That's going to give you an 80-page report from Gallup.com that tells you the truth. The truth is managers right now don't know how to manage. So I'm trying to teach you how to gather the truth around what you're doing so that you can be that voice of truth within your organization. Because the truth is, it's all relative to what your customer needs and what value you bring to the organization. And you can only do that if you assess current state and you manage effectively to execute to the organizational goals and be efficient and effective in using resources through your people. That is what you have to do at the end of the day. So again, thank you very much. My name is Rafael. I am the owner of Better Boss. I'm also doing a podcast recording, so I will be dropping this episode on my podcast as well. If you go, I'm starting to develop the website betterboss.org. I think it's linked there somewhere, but it's not built out just yet. I have a couple of things else to take care of. I will be having some information there. I will host several mini courses there along with ebooks, and I'll be dropping a link of the podcast as well there. So if you do have any questions, let me know, but I want to try to answer as many as I can and provide the best support that I can for you guys. So I see that there is a couple questions. Drop the questions in the comments and I'll go in and answer those. Hey, MF, I didn't get your name. We talked yesterday. Did you get the job? Yeah, that's the most important question. MF, did you get the job? Did you get the lead role? If you did, how did it go? I want to know. Absolutely. And MF, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. I didn't mean to call, I want to make sure I get your name correctly. Right, John, I'm an older gentleman and he can't perform tasks as quick. How can that be reasonable expectations? Here's the thing, John. We talked about it yesterday. You cannot combine the role with the individual. And here's the thing, is that if you're a manager, John, or a supervisor, you cannot bring up the fact that the individual is older. You just have to set the expectations of the role of what you need to happen, and you have to manage the individual against the role. Because here's the thing, I know we want to try to be as empathetic as possible. We want to do the right thing. And there's a couple of things that I want you to consider in doing the right thing, right? But you as a supervisor or manager, you cannot be biased in the situation, because if not, other people will look at you and you might get yourself in trouble if you start becoming biased on both ends of this. One is that you address the age part of it, you know, with the individual, which is wrong, which is morally wrong, but also ethically wrong as well. All you do is manage to the expectations of the role. Now, if the individual does have issues, again, there's two things. It's capability or willingness, right? If the person is willing, but you know that they're not capable, and that's a conversation you need to have with the individual to say, hey, if the goal is here, we've trained you based on the requirements and you're still not meeting the expectation. And that's all you do. That's all the conversation you have around that. Don't go down the rabbit hole of age or anything else. Any lawyer or anyone will tell you that once you go down that rabbit hole, you're going to put yourself in a very particular spot about discrimination. Don't do that. Now, if you need guidance, talk to your HR professionals and your manager about what you can do, right, to help this individual out outside of your specific role, right? Because you have to play two sides here. One, the role itself to manage that, because if not, other employees will see you as being unfair and that's going to bite you, right? Because if you're being lenient with this individual to say, hey, we're going to give you a little bit of slack because of your age, guess what? Your other employees will put you on the spot and put you on the spot with either yourself, your manager, or HR, that you're making these decisions that you're being unfair, right, for other employees that are meeting the expectations. So as a manager, it's black or white. You are meeting expectations, you're not. Now, as a leader, you've got to be empathetic. So you talk to your boss and HR manager to say, hey, this guy's a really good individual. You know, he has a great attitude, whatever those things are, right? To have, has the qualities that you want, right? Maybe it is fitting that individual to a different role that would help the individual out overall, right? Again, I'm not condoning, you know, firing people. But sometimes in these situations, right, you've got to just find the right role that fits this individual, if that's the case, right? Because it's one thing to say, you know, black and white, if they don't meet expectations, fire them, right? That's one thing. But the other side of that, you have to have these conversations with your boss and your HR person to say, hey, you know what, this person has a lot of value. The role doesn't fit the individual. So what about finding a different role, and they can apply for that other role and do all the other things, right? That's another way that you can help the individual out on that piece of it there, but you still have to hold them accountable to the role itself. So a couple options there, John. So, hey, thank you very much. All right, man. So we got a couple questions here. Let me go down the line. Waiting for the post. Thank you, man. Yeah, absolutely, MF. Let me know once you get it. And here's the thing. Before you go out there, let me know so I can help you with the interview questions and what to say. Because the key thing for you as a lead, especially, is how you're helping your team. If you're not doing it now, you know, Just communicate how you're helping the team, how you've helped other people, how you've helped other people train, and how you've solved problems, right? Even if you're not a lead, you're an employee, like, this is how I help my manager solve this problem, or this is how I help solve this problem. Whether it's an SOP, a process, a checklist, maybe it's creation of a tool. Anything you can figure out and how to help employees or your team members do better, that's a win for you to be a lead. So you want to make sure you talk about those things. What's the name of the podcast? Oh, I'm sorry. It is 1 Hour Greatness. It is 1 Hour Greatness. Look it up. Again, the podcast is 1 Hour of Greatness, because the truth of this, right, is that it doesn't take that much for you to be a really good manager or leader. It's in the moment, so you have to be great. What, for example, when you do your huddle meeting in the morning, when you do your weekly meeting, when you set expectations, you've got to be great in that moment. When you follow up with your employees, you've got to be great in that moment. So throughout the entire day, you don't have to be great 8 hours in a day. You just have to be great in the moments that require you to be great. And those are the moments, whether you're interacting with your employee or you're setting expectations, or you're having a huddle meeting, or you're doing all these different things around with employee relationships, that you have to be great. And it doesn't take that long to do that, because if you spend just an hour in a day and just being great in those moments, you're going to see a tremendous improvement in both results and output, value and engagement with your team. And it doesn't require you 8 hours a day to be great. You can't do that, right? So it's 1 hour greatness. That's all. That's all that's required. Hey, what's the name? Okay, thank you very much. For leadership courses, I found one for one-on-one next Wednesday when I was asked my boss for the... All right, Amira. For leadership courses, I found one-on-one next Wednesday when I asked my boss for the day off to attend it. She was hesitant, but eventually agreed. I'm hurt that her end response was, hey, Joe. All right, Joe. I'll call you Joe. Hope your future workshop days aren't on Wednesdays, since I work from home those days. Okay, Amira. Oh, waiting for the post to have it leave. Okay, Joe. Thank you, Joe. At the end of the QT, we're going through a system change to their rest. Okay, got it. Got it, Joe. Thank you. Definitely want to have empathy without bias. Absolutely, Key. Got it. So Amira. Thank you. Good. Hey, I wouldn't love to write emails and copy for it. Okay. Hey, I would love to write emails and copy for you. Austin, I'm not sure what you're referring to, Austin. Let me know. Be more specific. He says, I would love to write emails and copy for you. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Let me know. So, Amira. Amira, I think you're asking about leadership workshops. And I guess your boss is not aligned with that. I'm not really sure what you're asking there. So, again, I want to try to help you as much as I can. Oh, Austin, you're an email marketer, copywriter. Hey, I don't need anything at the moment, Austin, right? I think she didn't respond very supportively. Well, Amira, here's the thing. Here's what I tell people, right? But I'm not sure how to express how I felt. Okay, Amira, here's the thing. Here's what I tell managers. I tell all the leaders, no one's going to care about what you're doing as a manager. Plus, they're not going to give you any training. No one's going to care, Amira. That's the truth. Now, you got to fight for the things that you want. Now, if you, and don't take it personal if your boss says no, yes, or has some disagreements. Don't take it personal. Just go, okay, yes or no. Can I get it? Okay. Look for a solution. What's the best option? Right? Day off. Next week on a Saturday, you have to give your boss options, right? 1, 2, and 3. You have to get your boss to pick one of those options that's best, right?